Welcome to the Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for downloading another episode of the Black and Gold Podcast, brought to you apparently more than one time a week right now during the Sun Belt Tournament. But it's Boonshine Brewing Company trying to make the high country a better place and making Boonshine. And folks, we have another special this week. We mentioned this earlier in the week when we record the midweek episode. The classic Tropic Ale Ale, mango, orange, and papaya flavors in Australian hops are front and center in this pale ale. And the food special is Chipotle Pimento Chicken Sandwich, fried or grilled. Don't do the grilled. Life's too short. We mentioned that. Go fried chicken, topped with the house-made pimento cheese and house hot honey, served on a Stick Boy sourdough bun. And their pro tip is to add pickles. Special edition of the Black and Gold Podcast. We're doing a game wrap-up. Sun Belt Tournament. We finally got to play a game as a one seed. We waited for, you know, six other teams to kind of clear out of the way. But we're excited to talk about this one. A crazy game today. I'm your host, Alex Johnson. With me, as always, the world's most famous App State fan. He is Big C. Big C, we got another crazy start to the tournament. We had one the year we won the tournament, four crazy days in a row. This is no different. Another a victory, but a crazy way to go about it. Almost killed myself watching this game.
Man, yeah, this is really a wild one, AJ. And I think anytime you're in this position and you're playing a team that has played before and had a day of rest, so they're like literally on, you know, the Thursday, Saturday normal schedule that we would have had, right? Had we been playing the regular season, that they're just kind of like in the groove, right? It's like a normal road trip for the team that you play that has played before.
Yeah.
But you haven't played on Thursday night.
Right.
Or Friday or whatever it may have been.
Right.
Whatever format the tournament's in. So people always talk about rest versus rust in these situations. And yeah. I don't think we had any rust to start the game, Alex. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we came out kind of firing. And I think there were opportunities in the first half where we could have extended the lead further. And we kind of missed on those and had a lot of turnovers on entry passes and things of that nature. And even though we were up by 10 at the half, it felt like we weren't up by 10. Like we should be up by like 14 or 16. Like we had those chances to do that. Mm-hmm. And the momentum flipped, especially the way that the funky calls were made and the way that the first half ended, like in those last seconds, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was just really, really wild. And it gave, I mean, Georgia Southern had the momentum from probably about the 7 minute mark on in the first half. Mm-hmm. And we were up 10, but you could feel it. Like you knew something wasn't quite right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I was going to let you chime in. There. I didn't know if you were
going. No. No, I agree. You know, your comment, rest versus rust, you know, I think you got to give Georgia Southern a little credit. I think this is something that Nate Ross mentioned on the broadcast. And, you know, I don't always want to go by what the broadcasters say, but I think there was a lot of anticipatory defense from Georgia Southern. I thought that they did a really good job of taking advantage of some maybe not crisp inbounding or passing. They had, what was it, Charles, 11 steals? And some of them were just straight out breakaway, just mm-hmm. kind of like facepalm, like, what are we doing? I think you got to give them a little credit for that. Another thing to think about here is Tyron Moore. Tyron Moore played out of his mind, 36 points. Anytime you have one player that's accounting for almost 50% of your total scoring in regulation, then you're up against, you know, a tough kind of unique setup. That's, you're going to face that all the time. Mm-hmm. And Coach Kearns made a really great point in the post game, Charles, by saying that they basically held him scoreless. I think, was it the last 8 minutes or something?
I thought I heard last 10 minutes. So the last 5 minutes regulation and all of overtime.
Okay. Well, Yeah, that's including overtime in there. So they made the adjustment, and when it counted, I think this is the thing that this team has shown us time and time again. When it counts, they put the clamp on and win the game. So this dude was scoring. He was a problem. He let's see, he was 5 of 12 from 3, 13 of 29 from the field. So he took a lot of shots. But
29 shots is a lot.
He took a lot of shots. Yeah, it's Kobe Bryant numbers out there, right? He's throwing them up there. But at the end of the day, when we needed to shut him down and take the ball out of their best player, that today, just every day, take it out of his hands, don't let him be a factor, this team did that. And I think hearing Terrence in the postgame also, Charles, just a lot of confidence, man. Just a lot of confidence. Like, we've been here before. Coach Kern said it. And this team's playing in a way that we haven't seen this program play in. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen them play. Just in control, with composure. Our bigs today, huge. Justin Abson. I know, like, the, you know, ESPN gave Donovan Gregory the player of the game, and it's hard to argue against that. 6 of 11, 10 of 10 from free throws. Just an incredible game, only one turnover. But Justin Abson was out of his mind today, playing phenomenal defense. He had 4 assists too, 7 blocks, 13 points, 12 total rebounds. Great performance all the way around, but I think this game ultimately went to, and so many of these games do, go to the team that knows how to win, knows how to close out games. And I think we have the roster to do it. Georgia Southern won in this game. I thought they played well enough to win. They literally didn't, but I think that they had a good game plan in place and they executed well. But this team, man, just this App State team just would not go away. I would hate playing us. Just watching us play, I would hate playing a team like App State. But man, it was a thriller. It took years off my life. I had to apologize to my family for getting a little too animated while watching this game in the living room.
But no apologies. You know, this is what it's supposed to be like. This is the fun of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think here's something that it really needs to be pointed out. You know, we talked about some turnovers, 17. That might be a season high. It's at least up there. But you look at the shot discrepancy. You know, both teams made 30 field goals, okay? Mm-hmm. But Georgia Southern shot 24 more attempts than we did because of 17 offensive rebounds and the fact that they only turned the ball over 4 times. So that gave them, you know, to our 17, 13 extra possessions there. You know, we still out rebounded them because it's on the defensive end because they shot so many shots. 36-19. But I mean, a really good job by Georgia Southern taking care of the basketball. You know, that's what's really, really crazy. I mean, they're 4 of their starters were, as far as plus minus is concerned, were in the positive. It's just that when they had to go to their bench, they just did not have the depth. I mean, Malik Tidwell hit a few shots. He had 11 points off the bench. But other than that, their bench points were 5 outside of Tidwell. And I think I looked up at one point in the game, and Georgia Southern only had 4 scorers. And I think this is probably the first half early. And all 9 of our guys had scored at that point. So we were getting guys involved and doing that thing that we do, and that's just running offense. But I mean, you know, as far as this game is concerned, you go back and look at what Justin did in the overtime game in Statesboro. He put up, correct me if I'm wrong, 28-4, 20 points, right. 8 rebounds, 4 blocks. And then tonight, you know, a double-double with 7 blocks. It's just incredible. You know, Georgia Southern stopped going at the basket because we kept blocking their shots, and then they were hitting threes, which was just wild. Although they only hit them at a 36% clip, it felt like a lot more because they were more selective in the second half, and they just kind of took it to us. But, you know, the overtime is what this really all comes down to. And basically what we did at the free throw line all night long, 23 or 27, we have been critical, not us, but you know, when we've lost games in let's say the last 10 years, I think it's something easy to say the free throws are free, make your shots. And tonight they were, and that's where we took the advantage. We outscored them by 12 at the line, had 12 more opportunities. So, I mean, that all adds up, you know, and I think we played really good defense. I mean, Donovan got fouled 7 times tonight that were called. And I had, he had 4 assists and 1 turnover, and just contributed like he always did. But I mean, those 10 of 10 at the free throw line is where he was, where it was the biggest, because, you know, down the stretch late, we get into a scoring funk. Georgia Southern goes on a 9-0 run. That's ended at the 5:47 mark, and that was when they took a lead of 3 points, and we're all thinking the same thing, right? We're like, this isn't going to end this way, is it? It can't end this way. Like we've done too much to get here. But this is, I think it's just a great example of like, all right, you know, Tyron Moore is going to get what he wants, and Georgia Southern is going to let him do that, and we basically limited the rest of that roster. Avante Parker, he's talented. He's going to be a first teamer if he stays at Georgia Southern. He's going to be first team in SBC one day. But he was in foul trouble. He fouled out. Nate Bradford fouled out. He only played 17 minutes. 5 fouls in 17 minutes. I mean, that's not a lot. But we were just bothering them relentlessly. You know, and honestly, I'm going to tell you about this. I think Trayvon had a great game at 12 and 10. You know, even though he was 4-12 from the field, he hit 4 of 6 free throws, but he was one of the 2 players on our team in the minus, like he was a -2. But it didn't feel like that, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like he was all over the place, attacking the glass and being a problem. And like we said this, I think we said this a month ago, that like, man, I just think Georgia Southern and Texas State are 2 teams that we just don't match up well, because they're long and they're quick and they're lean and they can go and they can shoot. And some other teams have better conference records than they do, and they don't match up well with us. But the big thing here is we survive Saturday. We're going to the semis. We're playing in Arkansas State, who absolutely throttled Louisiana today. That was a little surprising, because Louisiana had beat them twice in the regular season. And on the other side, it's Texas State and James Madison. Those are your semifinal setup. You know, everyone had Texas State coming out of the back at the 11 seed. But this is kind of what their head coach kind of does. This is when he's at his best. But it's going to be a great Sunday of basketball. And I can't wait for it.
I agree. And I looked that up just not to go back about 5 minutes, but you had mentioned 17 turnovers for App. If you remember that James Madison game in Harrisonburg, we turned the ball over 23 times.
That's right. Yeah.
And the reason why that stands out, Charles, is because how many points we score? 59 points.
Yep.
We turn the ball over 23 times. They score 55. We only score 59, where we have another game of butterfingers here in really not great moments. It's just not helpful. Score 85. So we scored 25 more points than the last time we turned the ball over that much. So I'll say that's interesting. College basketball is crazy. But, you know, one other comment here about watching, because playoff basketball, tournament basketball is just different. You know, there's a little different, you know, aroma in the air when you're watching these games. And I agree with you. I think, man, when I saw Georgia Southern and South Alabama, they're 8-9. I didn't think that was a throwaway game, especially Georgia Southern. I just don't think that when you're playing a game like this against teams that have given us trouble historically, especially Georgia Southern, you know, they went 0-15 or whatever they were before conference play, and they were everybody's, you know, doormat. Listen, they got something to prove. They won their game. They're here to wreck our season. We're getting everybody's best shot. I wasn't crazy about that matchup. I thought we would win today. I didn't think it'd be like this, but I wasn't crazy about that. I was like, I don't know. I don't think that's going to be a cakewalk necessarily. But when I see guys like you mentioned, Trayvon being the only player in the minus.
And Chris and Mantis, who played 12 minutes, who was -4. But, I mean, that's not huge. But it's of those who played a lot of minutes.
Right. So, but Trayvon, I think having his intensity, the way he plays, the way he's so physical – and you saw that, like, he was getting fouled on the floor. It wasn't even like a situation like an and one or where he's going to shoot. He was jacked that entire game. And he plays in such a way that I think has elevated the team all season. And I think when you bring in competitors like him, and I'm going to give the other guys credit too. I think they all build on each other. And this is such a selfless team. We've mentioned that, you know, many, many times this year. So many instances, Charles, of moving the basketball to the open guy just in just fluid. And these guys, I mean, you understand they play, what is this, their 32nd game playing together at this point. Man, this is it. This is where you know you guys, you got to trust your teammates. And I just don't think these guys are shook, man. I don't think that they're I think they got ice in their veins. And even like who arguably our most clutch player, you could say Donovan, but like Miles Tate has had big moment after big moment after big moment. And even when he has a game where he's turned the ball over a little bit and maybe not doesn't have that offensive production that we're used to, someone else stepping up. Donald Gregory has a huge offensive game. You know, Terrence steps up when he needs to. I mean, if Terrence doesn't hit both free throws right there at the end,
yeah,
we're having a different episode. We might not be having an episode.
You know, Terrence tore up Georgia Southern in the regular season. Like he had scored over 20 in both of those games, played 35 minutes a day, that the ball just wasn't going to him. Georgia Southern didn't want him to beat them again, but they were like, okay, just let them get their paint points. We had 52, you know, in the paint, outscored them 52-28. That's a massive advantage. And, they just, you know, they denied really well, but, Terrence is 66th of the line, you know, he had 6 rebounds. He drew 3 fouls. He had 3 assists.
Yep.
You know, if you go back to Miles, like, yeah, it was a tough game. You know, I mentioned to you probably off air. I was, you know, a lot. I was like, you know, sometimes Miles is kind of a little loose with the handles a little bit.
Yeah.
And today was probably his worst game in a long time. Like he got a lot better as the season went on. But if you're going to win this tournament, you can have, you know, a guy may have a bad game, but we're going to need him at some point, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And even to that effect, even with the turnovers, he was still a plus 3.
Yep.
With 3 assists, 6 points, drew some fouls, and played good defense, you know? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't ideal, but it could have been a lot worse. I mean, he really, really kind of survived like a 6 turnover. That's a nightmare game from a guard. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure he was absolutely fed up with himself. But we still stuck him in there for 24 minutes. And I think coach kind of like wanted him to get out of that funk, right? And see if he could work himself out of it. But when it came to crunch time, you know, Xavion was in and he was covering more and made sure that, you know, basically cutting Georgia Southern off at the arm.
Yeah.
And making sure that was not the way we're going to lose tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach had to make, and that's another thing that you got to, you know, strategically do. You know, Coach Kearns, you know, he'll start Xavion. That's just that's our lineup. That's the lineup that worked best for us. And at some point, we need to have lineups that are more offensively conducive. And not that Xavion isn't offensively like a gifted player, but there's, you know, he's not a shooter, you know, and sometimes we need a lineup with shooters. But we also need some defense. So it's a chess match. And I think Coach Kearns is so good, and that whole staff that he has, because they're all working there collaboratively. They are figuring out as the game goes on, like who, what kind of game is it? Is this a Jordan Marsh game? Is this a Trayvon game or whatever? Who's this? Who's that? And Xavion was needed today. We needed him to log in time and use that athleticism to try to get some stops. Because Georgia Southern, you're right, Charles. They can score. They've given us fits this year. I mean, I'm actually, let me go back to what our schedule was this year. What were the scores when we played them this year? 84-74. So that we played them relatively close in Boone. They wasn't a blowout. And then obviously that overtime game scored 84 points on us in Statesboro. So that matchup with us isn't one that you know, that they're just gonna roll over and die. They scored on us, and we're a great defensive team, but for whatever reason that matchup, they score.
84, 85, and 85. You know, it's if we're going to score in those numbers, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be really tough to beat us.
Yeah.
And I may have misspoke earlier. It looks like a couple other players. This is some like light dashes on my PDF over here, the box score of some plus minuses. But we had a couple other players in the minus, but not bad.
Yeah.
Just wanted to correct that. But still, man, this is Saturday night in the, you know, late college basketball season. You play or Saturday matinee, if you must, you play your rival, as other teams do. And this is what you get. And, you playing for the third time. And, you know, this is a big deal. What, did you hear that on the broadcast? I can't remember if it was Nate Ross or the other guy whose name's escaping me, Dave Stewart. Is that right? That's wrong.
Matt Stewart.
When Georgia Southern's coach was hired, he said, "You better beat App and you better beat Georgia State," which is interesting because Georgia Southern still says they're not rivals with Georgia State.
It is hilarious.
I just love it.
And they just get owned like left and right.
And even through, you know, basketball, it's really like the Georgia Southern hate is really a football thing that's just kind of evolved, you know?
I remember us talking to Donovan about this, like, who do you not like or whatever, who's, you know, I can say this now because Donovan will never play Georgia Southern again. He's like, "I hate Georgia Southern. Like, I don't, you know, I want to beat Georgia Southern." So you can't tell me. Yeah, that's right. You can't tell me that this game, even though they're, you know, whatever, they're 9-24, 9 seed, whatever it is, you can't tell me that Georgia Southern didn't come in here foaming at the mouth. I mean, I know what we would do. And if we were a 9 seed going into number 1 seed Georgia Southern, we'd be foaming at the mouth to try to ruin their season. You know, have an opening round. Oh, hey, enjoy your 1 seed, you know, football school, blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's what we would all be about that. So getting this win's a big deal. Georgia Southern gave us their best shot. And App State stayed to the very end and never say die. Guys stepped up. We've been through – how many overtime games we played this year? 5 at this point? I think 4 or 5.
Oregon State, Georgia Southern, Toledo.
South Alabama. And now this one. So 5. So we played 5 overtime games. It's really decided in the first, like, it feels like minute and a half. Like, you know, you get
stabbed. No, it always is. It always is. The first bucket or two, like, that is the jump off point.
Yeah.
It gives you the massive upper hand because all of a sudden it's a 4-point game with 3.5 minutes left. Something like that. And you kind of clench up when you're down and say, "We got to get a bucket." And, you know, all the momentum is to the team that scored first. I believe that's just the way it's been, or at least the way we play.
Yeah. But this is what you're made for, man. I mean, this is why you play. This is why you practice. This is why you recruit, is to win now. So really, really proud of this team. And even listen to Kearns in the post game, like, business as usual, man. Like, act like you've been here before, act like you've got a track record. And you know, really looking forward to this Arkansas State game tomorrow. And you're right, man, they just absolutely just crushed Louisiana.
I think Louisiana faded at the end of the year, and it seemed like Troy has as well, you know, to an extent. I mean, they kind of got, I think, it beat up bad, but, you know, we're not covering the rest of the tournament. We'll get to them when we get to them. Tomorrow is about Arkansas State. Today is about Arkansas State, when you're probably, most of you, going to be listening to this. AJ, is this the latest we've ever started a podcast ever?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that, like, what, a 10:45 or 10:30 or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a record for sure.
Not the latest we've entered one.
No. We'd have to record for a few more hours. Think for that, but it's totally worth it. Credit to you, Charles, for saying, "Hey, you know what, you know, this has been such a special season, let's do the post games for the games." That's a great idea. So the team's worth it, and the effort that they're putting forward is worth talking about during this special time in March. And can't wait to see what happens in the semis tomorrow. And that's it. I don't want to go any further than that. Arkansas State tomorrow, 6:00. Get your popcorn, get your schedules right. You know, that's it. All that matters tomorrow, 6:00.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, right?
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. So if you've listened to this point, thanks for listening to our special edition of the Black and Gold Podcast, where we're covering Sun Belt Tournament game number 1 against Georgia Southern. And hopefully tomorrow evening, hopefully not this late, but hopefully tomorrow evening, we can talk about another victory against Arkansas State. Thanks to Boonshine for sponsoring our special episode one-off here. And until tomorrow, go Apps.